promise that we definitely will be jumping on over to NBCira and having a quick conversation with the good people from NBCira, finding out a little bit about what they've got for you guys. I do believe I have on the line for us Maimon Tebang and Keith Sebolai from NBCira to join us this morning for a conversation. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yes. All right, and just maybe we can start it off reminding our good listeners what you guys out at NBCira do before we jump into the crux of our conversation this morning.
All right, NBCira ke lekala na le leng gore le o kametse dikgwebo tse leng gore di dira le madi mmese di banka ke gore ke non-bank financial institutions. Re lebeletse dikgwebo tse di tshwanang tse di welang kwa tlase ga insurance, retirement funds, capital markets, and lending activities. Mme mo letsatsi la gompieno re tlabe re itebagantse le lekalana la capital markets.
And Yaka Lili, the regulator of the non-banking financial sector, can you please give the listener a general understanding of the risks, of what is risk and the elements directly related to its impact on investments?
Okay, go tshimologong hela gongwe re ka simolla ka gone go bua gore yone risk ke eng hela in relation to investments. So an investment risk we define as a probability or likelihood of an occurrence of losses relative to the expected return. Or we can just simply say that it is an effect of uncertainty on the objectives that maybe the investor wants to achieve. Re be re lebella gore go na le three main types of investment objectives. Go na le the capital appreciation, current income, and then capital preservation. The capital appreciation is whereby the investor hopes to hold the investment for the longer period in order to grow the investment. Mostly this is done by the retirement plans because, for example, ha ile gore ke simolla go bereka gongwe ke na le dingwaga tse 25, then e be ke tsengwa mo teng ga the pension fund. Be ba lebelela gore gongwe ke ya go retire ke le bo 55 years, so they plan for a period of 30 years. So ha ba tsenya that investment, ba lebeletse gore after 30 years e tla be e godile thata mo e leng gore e ka mpoela botoka, gore ga ke setse yanong ke le kwa lapeng ke amogela pension, e be le gore ke pension e botoka. And then we are in the current income. Yone ke leng gore the investor wa ba lebeletse gore a nne le consistent high income over the period of the investment. And mostly ha gongwe e lebelelwa ke batho ba e leng gore gongwe setse a retirile a tsaya a lump sum of his money a tsenya mo producting ya teng, e be e le gore mmusetsa morokotso gongwe on a monthly basis or a quarterly basis, gore a kgone go itshetsa ka one, ka gore a kere yanong ga sa tlhole o bereka tota tse o tshelang ka tsone di a fokotsega. Therefore ga o tsentse madi a gago in an investment e leng gore e ka go busetsa gongwe more frequently, go nna botokanyana. E be re boa re nna le the capital preservation, e leng gore yone gantsi ke e leng gore tota e le ka gore e fokotse bokete ba yone risky. So gantsi itlhele lebele di-investora tsa yone itlhele le bone batho ba e leng gore ba setse ba retirele kana ba lebeletseng go retire, ba e leng gore they want to keep the risk at a minimum level.
Jaanong gone akhaonto se o ntse o tse bua ka risk e kgaisadi yaka, can you maybe elaborate on the type of investor for each level of risk that you've been describing?
Okay, tla ke re mo nakong ya gompieko ke fe Mr. Sebolai a re bolelele ka tsone di types of investments.
Okay, Emma, ne re bua it's much better if we talk ka di instruments themselves and then how they are used to give you your desired outcome.
Okay,
Emma. So we have three instruments that are used on the market. The first one being treasury bills or money market instruments. These are instruments, they are less than a year. They're usually 30, 60 or 90 days or just less than a year. So they are issued by government and they are considered to have high quality.
Yeah.
Because of their short-term nature, the return on these instruments is much lower. And then the second instrument that we have is equities or shares. These are usually listed on an exchange, like Mobotswana, you'll find them on the Botswana Stock Exchange. So these are companies that have listed on the stock exchange. Now, when you invest on these instruments, these are more for the medium to longer term period. This is because, as you've seen on a day-to-day basis, you get price changes in every share from the stock exchange. So you want to give it more time in order for you to be able to ride out the changes in prices on a day-to-day basis. And then the last of the products is what you call bonds or debt. These are also usually issued by governments or corporates, and they have a longer term, usually about 10 to 30 years. So these are also considered to be moderate risk, as governments usually have the ability to pay their debts on time. Now, when you are now constructing a fund, the combination of these three instruments is going to basically predict or give you the outcome, your desired outcome. So a fund that is more weighted on bonds and equities is going to be more moderate risk. Like my colleague was saying, a moderate risk, you are trying to preserve your capital.
So yes. The portfolio would be more like a balanced portfolio in that sense.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And if you're more weighted towards equities, that means you're now trying to appreciate your capital.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then can you maybe elaborate a little bit more on how investment in shares and equity works and what benefits there are now that we have the different types of portfolios that one could pursue as an investment?
Okay. Well, obviously, investing in shares, one needs to be very careful in terms of... you need to do a lot of due diligence in the company that you intend to invest in.
Yes.
You need to have insight knowledge. And usually what we do or who does it is your asset manager, who are also regulated by us. They will give you research on what they feel the organization or the listed entity that you intend to invest in is going to perform. So they'll give you a guide in that. And then you, as the investor, eventually make the final decision on which company that you wish to invest in. And obviously, you have to look at your time period of how long you want the return in. Yes.
All right. Now, there's a collective investment undertaking portfolios that we've been talking about, I think, describing the types of, like, the high-risk portfolio, the balanced, and for those that are not so keen, the risk-averse portfolio. Maybe just educate us a little bit more about the CIUs, the Collective Investment Undertaking.
Okay. Collective Investment Undertaking is one of the products that they long for the thing more marketing in the capital market space.
Yep.
Investors pull their funds. There's a company we call a management company. A fund, either a unit trust or a company, an investment company. Therefore, it will market its units or its shares to the general public. Can I product and then idea from different investors of different appetites and different amounts to invest in. Ebe ile bela gore di investor tsa yone tota ile go ngwe tla be setse simolotsa hela e go bolella wena o le investor gore rona maikelelo a rona ke go investor in to balance our portfolio to have Mr. Sebolayana bua gore o tla bo o lebella gore ona le di bonds di le kae kana equity le kae. Therefore le tla re tsenya madi in this pot, and then the management company then will break this down, trying to diversify the portfolio to focus on the level of risk that can affect your investment. Therefore, batle ba khaoganya madiana based on the limits that are provided for in the act. Se le gore di bitsa di investment limits. Gore yone pot go yone e leng gore re tsentse mo go yone madi a rona rotlhe. Ha e le gore go nna le bothata gongwe go di bontseng, bogolo be re itse gore ka go di sharing you are kind of protected. Ha ile go bona le botata ka go di sharing ka go di bontseng you are protected. Ke gore re ka re hela ra re yone ke it's an investment day leng gore e botoka thata gona le ha o tswa hela gore ke ya gore ka di shares o di reka dilenosi. Because la ha me o tla bo re le wa diversify by buying different types of companies. But the fact that you are heavily invested in shares e kgona gore e be le gore go tsentse mo risking gongwe e leng gore o ka seka wa e afford, but ha o le mo a collective investment undertaking you are able now ebile you are comforted gore another person who is experienced enough is looking after my investments and investing it according to how they've researched for that investment.
So if I understand properly, it's about managing the risk as best you can.
Yes.
Okay, now would you say there are safer investments compared to other types of investments that would provide you some level of protection?
Regarding so neto tadi collective investments undertakings, they are much safer. San tlhare lebeletse gore ka fo di dirilweng ka teng kana re re the structure of the investment. I get highly in a unit trust. A trust is protected by law.
Okay.
Sa bobedi ke gona gore the manager o tshwanetse gore a engage a trustee, which is normally a bank, e leng gore tla be e lebeletse tsamaiso yotlhe hela ya ka fo funding e berekang ka teng. And then go bo go nna le the custodian o e leng gore le ene o tla ba tshwere madi ana go a tlhokomeletse sentle. Therefore ga gona yaka ga re ka reng the investor is exposed to losing most of their investments. So re le ba ile an investment e leng gore ka re sireletsegile go na le tse dingwenyana tse e leng gore a high risk. Re se bolai ka go batla go tlatsa.
Maybe just to add on to that, the structure of the collective investment undertakings really hinges on the pooling of resources. So once resources are pooled, that means the losses or gains are averaged amongst us as holders. So instead of taking the loss alone, your fellow unit trust member will help you absorb these losses and so forth with gains. And which fund you join will still actually determine what kind of outcome you'll get. So even though collective investment undertakings are considered safe, if one chooses to go for a more aggressive fund, there still could be possibilities of losses. So in an investment, we always have that risk of loss. Yes.
Okay, and as much as we love investing and making money from these investments, we're always worried about the kind of exposure that we've been talking about hitting us hard. So to limit that, what kind of protection would you say is provided by the CIU investment, just so that our investors out there can get it pinpoint here?
The protection that is there is the diversification of the fund. Gore you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You divide them into smaller pieces and invest with different investment instruments, so that ha go nna le bothata go ye nngwe ye nngwe e kgona gore be e tsholetsa the returns that you are going to get. And then like ke ne ke bua ke gona gore gona le layers of protection ka go tsenya bone body trustees and custodians, therefore the risk is lowered a little bit.
It's spread out a little thinner.
Yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us and getting us up to speed in terms of understanding our risks and the kind of investments we could make. But now as we close up our discussion, maybe you guys can just share a little bit in terms of terms and conditions that relate to investment.
Well, like I said, due diligence is your starting point. Yes. Anybody who's offering you an investment, one, you have to ensure that they are duly licensed with NBFIR. So one of our requirements is all officers have to have our certificate at the front office. So as an individual, if you're looking to make investments, make sure the certificate is up to date. And should you need any further questions regarding an investment that you made, your investment supplier should be able to explain every single thing to ensure that you are highly educated or really understand what it is that you require.
Aha.
Yes.
All right. No, thank you. Mantivang, any last words with regards to investing?
Emma, tota hela nka re re buile. So gongwe se re ka se dirang hela ke gore re re moretsi re re like Mr. Sebole yana bua, make sure gore you know who you are giving your money to, make sure gore you are comfortable leaving your money with that person. Ha ile gore gongwe o belaela gore ba ka tswa ba sena license kana yang, leletsa NBFIRA o botse gore NBFIRA ke na le maemo Pty Limited, a ona le license le lona, re be re go checkela re go bolella. Kana o tsene mo websiteng ya NBFIRA o bo o checka gore a mme company yone e leng gore ke batla go batlogela le madi a e teng mo websiteng ya NBFIRA. Our contact number is 368-6100 kana o romele email ko info@nbfira.org.bw kana o re check mo Facebook paging ya rona, o tla kgona go tla bona ba e leng gore ba tla go thusa ka dikarabo tse e leng gore o tla bona le dipotso tsa tsone.
All right. Tla ke tse sebaka se ke le leboge Mantivang le Re Sebolai for taking the time to educate us a little bit and helping us understand what a risk profile and our risk appetite might look like.
Erra.
Thank you.
Nyamera leboge.
Thank you so much. Erra. Bua re buisana mo nakong e tla.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.